Hello, Diamonds and Gems. This is Christopher speaking. How may I be of help to you today?
Yes, this is Mrs. Janet Anderson calling. May I speak to Mr. Harvey, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Harvey is out of the office at the moment. Would you like me to take a message?
Actually, this call is rather urgent. We spoke yesterday about a delivery problem that Mr. Harvey mentioned. Did he leave any information with you?
As a matter of fact, he did. He said that a representative from your company might be calling. He also instructed me to ask you a couple of questions.
Great. I'd love to see this problem resolved as quickly as possible.
Where do I start? Well, we still haven't received the shipment of earrings that was supposed to arrive last Tuesday.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry about that. In the meantime, I've spoken with our delivery department, and they assured me that the earrings will be delivered by tomorrow morning.
Excellent. I'm sure Mr. Harvey will be pleased to hear that.
Yes, the shipment was delayed from France. We weren't able to send along your shipment until this morning.
I see. Mr. Harvey also wanted to schedule a meeting with you later this week.
Certainly. What is he doing on Thursday afternoon?
I'm afraid he's meeting with some clients out of town. How about Thursday morning?
Unfortunately, I'm booked up to see someone else on Thursday morning. Is he doing anything on Friday morning?
No, it looks like he's free then.
Great. Should I come by at 9?
Well, he usually holds a staff meeting at 9. It only lasts a half an hour or so. How about 10?
Yes, 10 would be great.
So let's confirm that. Mrs. Anderson at 10, Friday morning. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I think that's everything. Thank you for your help. I really appreciate that. Goodbye.
Have a good one. Goodbye.